Dr. Potter was telling us a little bit, and everybody was so interested. And we figured we have the books, the literature, but we don't have these current events of the Master, so everybody's interested.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The history complete with the recording and with the pictures.
Well, that will come in due course, you see. Yeah. But only you will just remember something you can tell me.
The letters you sent were appreciated too. They were read, and everybody wanted to know just what would happen when the Master was making this tour.
And we have been talking about day to day, meeting, interviews, talks, you see. Something very unusual thing happened, you see, that we made it more happen.
Master, will you speak to us on the
three
qualities,
These are the different states of mind, I would say, see? Different states of mind. When a man is inclined for good things, compassion, love, you see, sympathy, helping others, this is called sattva. When your mind, or the patient of mind are inclined towards the good things, that is called sattva. When you find some laziness, slothness, you see, putting off things for tomorrow like that, we do some other things, that like things is called tamo. When you are vehement in doing something, active, just like you take away, you exert something. People have got their own nature, you see. Some are, they are exerting, pushing. That's called raja. Those who are lazy, slothful, putting up till tomorrow, lying down, this and that, this are tama. And sometimes we are normal things, good things. That's the sattva. These are three different attitudes of mind, you might say. So we have to leave out the sloth, laziness, putting off till tomorrow, this and that thing. Slowness in everything. Lying down, you think. These things come up as the lowest order. Such people do not progress. Simply they will put off till tomorrow. Sattvic man has inclination for good. If rajasic element is there, he will push on. Like an unruly horse, if it is bridled, well, under control, he will take you to the destination sooner. So literally, I mean the attitudes of mind like that are called three qualities. We must rise above three qualities. First, discarded article. Second is helping, if directed towards good. Or if it directed doing ungood, not good, you see, killing this and that, also dangerous. But that is when that is combined with sattva side, and then what's good. So these three attitudes of mind are called by different masters, by different names. Rishis call it like that. Moment is called it by their own names. They have got Harsh, Nilokari, Sarovari, like that, they have given their names. So these are the different attitudes of mind. We have to rise above them. Of course, sattva is the stepping stone on which we have to proceed. Something, few words, I think, will follow. These are nothing as anything outside. This is attitude of the mind. We have taken the sattva, that is stepping stone to rise above us. Even sattva attitude is also binding. Like chains of gold or chains of fire. So we have to rise above these three attitudes. In few words you find that thing. It is not very clearly given in the books.
I was thinking, what did it have to do with the third word of the charge word?
Lord, I have little or nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that plain
charge. These are the three attitudes of mind, really. We have to transcend. Then the true spirituality begins. Mind has a very scope for us, you see. We can call the physical, it's called the astral mind, and the causal mind. You see. So, in three, there are different three degrees, you see. So when you transcend the three planes, that's a different thing. But mind is also in all these three planes, called by different names, you see. Each of them have their own names, and Pindiman, Nandiman, Brahmandiman, physical, you may say, so that was in the physical body, the other in the astral body, and in the causal body. We have to transcend all these three. And these are the three different attitudes of mind. Rāyaṅkār is transcends the three. That power controlling beyond three planes.
And on what plane, for sure, is it sound and the sound of sound, the sound in sight, there is no sound. Does the sound ever stop?
Sound is going on all through creation.
Through
in all the planes.
Through the fifth?
Oh, through all the planes, I said. God, when it came into expression, there was light and sound. There was light, from light proceeded sound. That was in the beyond worldless state of God, there is no light, there is no sound. There is all hush up. There, that end is end.
The sound is throughout creation,
so
but says. Where it came is there is no sound.
In the nameless, you see, worldless state, there is no sound, no light. But that is something in itself, cannot be explained. That's something you can say. I think very few people have put up this question so far.
There are few people
that
ask the question
you have. This question of three attributes, very few people really ask. So for us in the West at least. So sattva element is the stepping stone. And we have to rise above, transcend it.
Charlie, you can fix the loudspeaker if there is no connection. Without loudspeaker, you cannot transmit to us.
Those who are tamasic people, those are the lowest degree, tamo. They will do what others goad them to do. Goading, they require goading. They won't do it. When an animal is says, no, doesn't like to record it, to write also, just like that. Then requires course and coding. And Rajasic is the one, you see, who is unruly half. You see, it was a brightling. That is, you combine in sattva, what's wonderful. Rajasic means just weirdness, you see. No, all foods have their own attitude, no attitude, result. Each food has its own effect. That is why it's called all these meat, etc. Vegetables. This is sattva, you see. Milk, fruits, vegetables. These are sattva. And there are tamasuk, like so many things, you see. Vegetables and food. Again, something clearing up by the world. Different kinds of souls. In written Gita, you find. Gita, the Lord Krishna, they give the three different enumerated Vardhamas. So that is why sattva can be fruit diet, vegetarian diet, pig, grain, milk, yeah, that's right. This is sattva. Please sattva can be. Just to say, if a dog is kept on meat, always growling, howling. You see? You keep it up very cold, very heavy. But the diet has a great part to play. But in non necessity, all that you might play, but mind still to be transcendent. That's a helpful factor, of course.
How many people do you think are vegetarian in the world? Maybe half or one-fourth vegetarian in the world today?
I think in every country there are, you see. In India you'll find majority. In other countries some percentage. You know, it's only 25%, 20%. In India you might 50% or more. No, they are growing more meat eaten. And everyone, number of, I think, 18 is increasing, you know. On account of this world vegetarian conference and big ideas.
We probably have maybe 4 or 5 million
in
this country, I don't know, because there's
7 day
in business,
there are
vegetarians,
there are
a couple million people.
This is what I say, isn't it? In India you find more. 7 day business starts in the West too. But you don't know how many Christians. All Protestants and Christians, you know, they all are meeting. And they're just in their on the secret of the world. Maggie is also. Ashen is also. But just as you find many. Jordan is also. But they have forgotten that thing. Because the original thing is lost. That matter little you leak this thing or that thing.
Well, maybe someday they'll have to be vegetarian. They say you can feed 10 people vegetarian on what it takes land for meat, like grazing, something like 10 people. So with the population growing, maybe that will be that way someday.
That is to be looked into, you see. The means adopted, you see, for controlling this birth rate is defective. That's developing what you say, debauchery more. There should be life of consciousness to test it. One people came out to me in India, they said they are going to form a family planning. It is my view. They wanted to make you president of that. What will you do? Are you going to increase debauchery or stop it? You know, it is consideration, I said, in the East at least. The family planning wanted it, you see. Why not take up the course of chastity? Tell them to be there. Marriage does not mean you see a divorce. Marriage means taking a companion in life to be with you in weed or go. You see? God is united, you will let God is in this event. Have a companion to help each other to know God. One duty is the bigger duty, not 100%. In the old times when the one or two children were born, they left the world and went to meditation. And Christ said that husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church. This is it. This is what is wanted, to be joined, adopted, you see. That will save us. Otherwise, as the population is growing, every second or minute, this is some population, that every minute 90 births or more as compared to mortality. Every minute in the world. Take out of 10 years, what will happen?
A lot of trouble is. Of course, they have these birth control pills now.
Birth control pills won't help you, you see.
But that's going to make
give actually more, you see.
More immorality.
Yes, immoral life. Mm-hmm. It's not the aim of any teacher, you see. No master gave up like that. Nowadays, you talk about it, what is it not fit for the society? Such a society will lead us to the asylum, you see. That's the only remedy. We should observe, I mean, such examples of ourselves. I tell you honestly, when our brothers and sisters were born, we did not know anything about it. We used to ask them, where from it has come, child? And we are told, midwife has left it here. So chaste was the life of our parents. We never dreamt of how the children come. And now you ask a small boy, you tell him, he sees everything. The only remedy is chaste life. To be religious, what you say, let it be. At least something should be done. Two things are going very fast. I mean, increasing very rapidly. One atheism, the other populism, immorality. Unless they turn to spirituality, there is no hope, you see. After 10 or 20, what will happen?
You see,
it's a high time, I tell you.
You say in 10, 20 years, if we don't do anything, things might not be so good.
Not so good. I think man will eat man.
Man will eat man.
Yes. Where from they will grow all these things? If every minute gives you 90 extra men, I mean just deducting the number of deaths, what will happen?
That's what they say about the Chinese, they want to go into India. And for that reason.
Well, India will go to hell, to this ocean. If man would eat man, what more is there? What I say? What I'm telling, I see. The purpose of my taking up this tool is only that. Let them come to senses. Even those who are initiated, they stand on their necks, even then there should be some good. I tell them to just maintain diaries, they don't care. They are not living up to the diaries there. This kind of thing. There's a column there for the chastity. These things nobody will tell you honestly, I tell you. They consider below dignity. You know what they say, morality. And the whole thing is being spoiled. And the second, third thing, the remedy is chastity and love. Love does not, that means charity. Love with charity, not the sensual love. I don't mean that, you see. These are only remedies now. And the Lord sees them also in pleasing beauty, even those who are Christians, are Hindus, are Mohammedans. In number they are there, but how many live up to that? They really say prayers daily, how many they are done? Everyday life, yeah, I was telling this morning, have little chapels in each home. Everyday, from the little child to the elder, all sit together for an hour or so. Say prayer. Read something. Now, bed tea is required, and reading a newspaper. Parents are going anywhere, the children are going around anywhere. The result is only farmer with the take of the other religion does not give us anything. That's useless. You are crying against communism, I am crying against the death season, which is. We are all a great majority of us.
How do you find in America, Master? Don't you think people are quite spiritual compared to other countries? Well, I asked this question, I read statistics say that the 60 million people, about 60% of the...
You put me God. These are the things for the government.
Statistics show that 60 or 65% of the Americans go to church, whereas in Europe, it's only about 10% people. In America, I have the impression that the people in Europe go to church, but they don't, as much as Americans. So I don't know. Church doesn't mean everything, but...
No, my God, that is only routine life, I tell you, they do go. How many really go and pray? See? Simply they say all standards, 100, 200 people said very big, round saying prayers and all a dirty from head down to foot. Well, living required, you see. Having prayer from room, that's all right. Oh, that is only after a week. What's the day today? I mean to say morning and evening both times. And then finally you find all the kids. All the children and children.
That's what they used to do when this country was founded. They all lived in little log cabins and then gather around the family, but the population is growing. So that's what it used to be in this country.
That's only remedy, you see, growing because they have not lived up to what the scripture says, you see. You'll find what I'm telling you today, after 10 years.
Doesn't look too good then for a while.
Only two remedies, at least those who are initially stand on their own legs. In the old days, I tell you, there are 3 degrees of study base, 3 degrees. The lowest was who could live celibate for 12 years, or at least 12 years. Married people, among married people I'm talking, not of those who have left the world, you see. And this next high was who kept celibacy for 24 years. Is this it? And the first last highest was 48 years. Will they not grow giants? Physically, intellectually, everything.
How long ago was that? How many years ago was that?
How
long ago was that? People were like that.
Old times, about when we speak of the Rishi's time in others, in the time of Mahabharata, Ramayana, they're about 3,000 years back. These things have given you feeling of it. When Christ said, husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church, what does it mean? Then they say, about children, they are the same, you see, according to scripture. You set example yourself, have one or two, that's all. So make them like ideal people. Now each man, every God knows, I tell you, not less than half a dozen children have a chance. Some have got even more daughter. That right of their addiction. And this is no spirituality, I'm telling you. This is a healthy spirituality. Nightclubs are there, excuse me. Why should I go into it? Because then you know what happens.
Why should I?
Waste of time? Only waste of time would have been better, but still was. Life has been spared, you see.
I think the television spoils a lot of our people. They look like they're smoking, drinking. You mean the children take this kind of pill?
I say, hey, television has fun. I met now in Canada a very troublesome class. There are some people there, certain class. They don't like to send their children to the schools. The government is pressing them to go to the schools. They say, we don't want this education they give it. We want to keep our own children. Give our own teachings of celibacy, chastity, good life. Government again said, they are put in the jail. They were on hunger strike in Vancouver. I don't know which place it was. Vancouver. And they, we intercept. That came to me and Barron, that point. And we called the Prime Minister over there, he came over there, we reconciled. Let them have their own school, their own teachers. Why do you force them to do what is not, I mean, moral? What are schools doing nowadays? The teachers are not being educated. Some are spoiled at home and rest in the streets and the further in the streets. My son was brought up, you see, this way. He was in reading college. One day, his professor asked him, have you ever professor? He went back away. Home, he said, well, father, my professor asked him, why did not I seem to ask him? And that will become very dark. I'll be in clubs. When they grow up years, they are free. Everybody do what you like. See, from the, I mean, viewpoint, I'm talking. Yes. What happened? I've seen, I had the chance to go. I was invited over there, I had to go. They're having their wines and bottles, helping everybody. Young students, young mothers. So they are free now because of our ignorance.
Yeah, I understand you to say that the mayor and you got to help the Prime Minister put these.
Yes, he came from Ireland, you see, and the dark, and they were agreed after all, and they were hunger strike, you see, they were dying of hunger. We helped them for food, you see.
Because I remember for the last 5 years we've been reading about them here in America, and they used to take their clothes off, and they said they were crazy, but now, well, you tell us a different story. They're very spiritual.
They're not crazy, they are spiritual, they don't want these things. I came to their leaders came up to us. They were dying of hunger. Some in the prison, some outside in the cold winter. This is what is required. Who is going to do?
Our newspapers give us the wrong story.
That's altogether wrong. I know what happened. What has been happening. Now the government agreed. They give the right. Why don't you give them their own schools? Let them bring up their own children the way they like. Why you force them? They want their children to go to those schools which are spoiled. Our whole system is wrong. People might tell me what is nonsense speaking about these things, but these are common sense points appealing to you from your common sense. Then I went over what happened, but they were reconciled, the government agreed already. They were in the jails, you see, inside, hungry, out of, they were going on the side. All naked, some had clothes, other than that. Again, at least, poor forest, and so forth, and they said, go on, hungry. color of them, you know what?
Very good.
$200.
Yeah. A lot of things we don't know about. But will that come out in your report? That's good information.
These reports, you see, sometimes this is what in connection with the World Fellowship of Religions has given. Also, this is a part of future. If we do not love the hungry gods moving on us, the naked gods, what will our God who is in the heavens will do? God. That's what Christ says, you do not love your brother whom you see. How can you love God whom you do not see? We don't go into the spirit of his teachings. That's the thing. Then we go by the letter of the lesson. We are Christian, we are Hindu, oh, we are. Reserved heaven is reserved for us. Who says? Christian is one who sees the light of God. And the Sikh is one who sees the light of God. Who do not see, they cannot go to heaven. Who says they will go? But to be very frank, I just know. It's a truth. We are after truth, you see. And I tell you, all these ministers of all religions, let them be taken away from their jobs, not paid anything. Let me see how many ministers remain there. They get ample money to stand there living, enjoying, drinking and eating, and simply fall and ever so crying like anything. What is it? I do not denounce the prayers, I tell you. I simply the attitude they are concerned, like a business. So I said, well, when they got out those money changes, they go ye out of it. Saying, you have made the house of my father a business home.
Many ministers are complaining over the last 20 years that they made them administrators, they got to build a big church, business people, they demand the big building, so they're complaining that they're getting away from their real jobs. So even the ministers are beginning to complain.
Yeah. And they're only promoting, I saw the ceremony of our president in television. The deacon was drinking like in throwing wine throughout. Is it the God intoxicated? It's due doubt to the system that has been changed into another form. That is why when masters come, they politely change the angle of vision. They don't force, but they awaken them what they see. Do you see any truth in it, what I am talking to you?
I see it very clearly.
Yes? The only remedy, we should stand on our own legs now, not tomorrow, from this moment. Change our lives, have your own, make justice, small justice, have all this life, do to your own son. This is what is wanting, you see. Man, it is not difficult to get to God, but it is difficult to make an end. One poet, Iqbal, says this. Why Moses went to the mountain to meet God, you see? Was he not aware that God is himself in search of men? He does not find any man. They find all beasts in men, you see? They're beastly habits. Beast and man will be stable. They are the form of a noble form of a man, but they are not men. They are in the form of Christian, but they are not true Christians. They are in the form of Sikhs, but they are not true Sikhs. They are having this outer badge and they are not living up to what the Master demanded of us.
Master, what is meant by that phrase in the Bible that's frequently quoted? Man is made in image and likeness of God. Does that just refer to a soul?
Oh, yes. Oh. God is all consciousness, our souls are consciousness. God is all light and we are light, we are children of light. God is all wisdom and we are after wisdom.
Well, some interpret that exterior, but that is the body. There's no reference to the body.
God is neither with form nor without form. Excuse me, if a buffalo, meeting a buffalo sit together, they think of God, they think of God a big buffalo. God is light, God is spirit. Further, you find? God is spirit and we are spirit in man. God with form and formless, both are the attributes of the worldless. And what is the next question? That light is something? That's two Christ spirit. I gave a talk in somewhere in some unity, church or temple. Well, I gave a talk over there, just like that. He was there. I told him, Christ also lived before Jesus and also after that. He was very much quiet, he said. And also, what are you saying? So he gave me a book. He said, we believe Christ was before Jesus and after. What in Christ? Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. Christ is God power, as Guru power and Master power. God is a special power which controls all things. When that manifests in any human power for all, that is Christ power of God. I'll further manifest.
May I ask this question, Master? Do you think as initiate,
yes,
someday or sometime in our development, we'll ever find an answer as to why we were created? That's a question that is always asked.
Right, that's the only question may I ask you once, sir. Very ordinary common sense. Why you beget children?
Probably because
everybody else does.
I don't know.
No, common sense. Because you repeat. It's God really created. Why he created, we will go to him and ask him. That is a better thing. You will be able to explain better. But all masters say that is his will, you see. When he sent down, we have to abide by the rules of that place. I am in India. So long as I am here, I have to abide by your American law, you see. I cannot use my death law there in happiness. In your physical place, you have to abide by the physical law. So, as you saw, so shall you be. But why he sent us down? Well, it is his will, prayer. Or we will go to him, let us go to him, we will ask him. When you go there, then I think this intellect won't be with you. I'm not putting any influence in from discussing any intellectual way, you see. Common sense topic, you see.
Well, many years ago, an Indian sage came here, and Mr. Conner took us to him, and some of the people, I think I asked him that question. He didn't answer. He said, well, that's one of the mysteries.
What mystery? Very common sense. You see, when you are physically, intellectually still, you know what. These all questions are within the pale of intellect or mind. When you rise above it, the whole question, you become one with it. It is his will, all masters say, it is his will. And that's the only reply that is. Because we have been sent to him, why is he sent on it? It is his will. Why he wanted all this world to be made? Well, if you go on like that, where he was sitting when he made this world, and that land, who created that land on which he was sitting? The seed is before or the tree. Unless you transcend, you see, the very questions he put at the use, he placed the tree at the use, This question does not answer. You see clearly it is in this. Before setting up any mill, is the mill of the player and the wish of the mill owner. He opens it. Then he has to abide with all those things, you see. And these things don't help us. The main thing is, we are in a house which is on fire, burning. Who put it in? Why put fire to the house? Why not first get out and out? Get out of the building and see, then find out why everything is.
What'd you say, Jim? I should be asking all the questions.
We are after happiness, you see, bliss and joy. We want to have it. Really, that bliss and joy is within us. Because God is happiness, all wisdom, all joy. Is eternal, and all these qualities are within us too. Don't you find currencies with you? You are afraid of man, body. Why are you afraid of that you will die? God is eternal, and soul is also eternal. God is all wisdom, we also are wise. Everybody considers himself to be the most wise man in the world. That's a reflection of you. And everybody is after happiness. If he earns money, collects money, makes possessions, makes buildings, cars, this and that, what more? For happiness. But this happiness only temporary, isn't it? The real happiness lies within us so long as we are identified with the outside things. For the time being, we feel happiness. So when that is withdrawn or you are withdrawn, you are not happy. Well, let us be happy first.
Master, one question that on your own organ, the Christians have the idea that they need to love one another, they pass on. The Christians, the general Christian attitude is that when they leave here, they go to heaven, they're going to meet their father, mother, children, wife, husband.
Right.
That's incorrect.
Right. Common sense. Use your common sense. I have come here. If my friends have already come here, I'll meet them. And if they have gone to Africa,
no. I tell them, I don't know how many wives and husbands I have up there.
So what will you say to those who have open marriages? Just think for a moment. We live after physical body. Yes, we can. Those who are in that limb we can meet. Not those who have gone up or gone back. Very common sense. And there is life after death, very definite. As I am here, not in India. They do meet. This is what the spiritualism calls. You can call it. But sometimes, because they do not appear, you are misguided. They act in pose. They personate. That is not reliable. In London, where I went, there was one man who called for the spiritualist. He would call the souls, they would talk and they would speak. They had, I think, £3? No, you were not there. We are £5 as fever. All that we pay, I went there. I had about 3-4 people also. They set us in a room, he also sat, and it was all dark, pitch dark. He said, continue to 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, full hour, but nobody came up. Then, that could be me. That spiritualist told me, he was compared to the best, he charged of £3, I think, remember, £3 for this thing. Then I offered him the fine, £3 for your fee. They say, no, I won't tell them. Oh, well. Well, just like Moshe, you're not great. So these people, after two, twice one can't be contacted. Every lower person, or every spirit can be contacted, but they tend to be more wise than when they left the body, you see. If I go out of this room, or you go out of this room, do you mean by going out you become angels?
Yes.
Yes. What have you done?
Well, actually, they just contact the lower
spirits. Spirits, they do harm. For those who are drunkards, they enter the bodies of drunkards. They are very angry, like who just rot. So souls, they enter. This is what is called the bad spirit, as Christ said to them. Spirit. Things are very clear as daylight, even at this level of consciousness. But those people who do not see it, they think it.
Anyone else have to ask any questions, otherwise after we go upstairs,
I'll
know that they have
a question. Yes, 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 you come
over. During meditation, you yes. May we stop repeating the Holy Name?
No pardon?
During meditation, when may we stop repeating the Holy Name?
When we become God.
But you mean you see the radiant form of the Master? Is that what you mean?
I didn't tell the word. I used the word God.
Well,
for testing, at least. Because there are negative apparitions too. Test the genuineness of the Master by repeating the five names.
Yes.
Then sort it.
And then you may not repeat him anymore.
Okay, then what he says, do it. He cannot be with you all around 24 hours of the day and night.
But I was wondering that. Why do we have to leave so quick for? I was wondering why do we have to leave so quick for and not repeat the Holy Name, we go down here and then come back again.
Because you see, we are not yet accustomed to that, and only once a while are we go and come back. Our connection, astral cord, is not broken, silver cord. You see? We have to go back. Natural desperation for some. Sometimes that appears with open eyes too. That is very high advanced state. That's advanced state. But generally you go and come close. I tell you, there's one moment in Saint Maulana Rus. That time came up, you see. He was just in his meditation. Some friends, his friends came up and they prayed to God, oh God, give him recovery. And he opened his eyes. This recovery may be for you. I don't want it. He said, I have prayed for your recovery. Why don't you want it? He said, do you see, I used to snatch away some time from my busy hour to come in contact with God and be in his lap. Now this is the last moment has come when this body stood between me and God. This is going to be eliminated altogether. Don't you like that I should go into the lap of Father and remain there forever? You see the angle of it? This is. Saints do live in the world, bound they are, as I said about it. They like to go, but they're under orders. You see? Whenever they have to go, they say, well, don't tell us to stay here. Our Master says, don't stay here. We used to tell him, why? People generally told him, well, you stay, you Master, to let you be. I am not going to ask him, why? I would like to go. Baba Ji, everything when they lost, they came and no, don't tell anything of my remaining here. Didn't Christ said, I'm going to my Father? Pity it is that we judge these things from our own level. We have not realized that state. Those who come with us to meet you, they have got their own state of their own level of thinking. We attach too much importance for the outside things. Just today we when your planes fly, you will be 32,000 feet and 40,000 feet higher. Whereas in the roof, it appears like a little, very small lines or gutters. When you ride above all these things, become insignificant. Now these things will be very important and the foremost thing, you will not spare an hour from your job as compared with your speaking and all things. I do see. Yeah, we cannot get the reason. Cannot get. I have to go to the job. I have no time to attend it in your conference. That is sitting there. You come back to ready.
That's a deputy.
If they're not able to rise above and transfer body consciousness adequately, are they saved when they pass on? The quality, you see, by putting regular time to the spiritual practices, naturally you find as a wood, you see, eaten from within from the canker, that insect inside, outside it appears all right, within it is all eaten up by the eggs. Similar those who devote their time by coming in contact with the light and sound principle, naturally their inner cut out at that time. The real attachment begins to be with God and higher planes. Such like souls are not to return because they are not attached to the world. They are kept in the higher planes and advance further. Those who do not do anything at all, take the talents and put them underground, they have to come back. Not below the man body, because the man body only that can do. So those who have perfected, for instance, they advance to third stage, they will go back to the third place. Those who advance one, they will go on. Any of those who have no attachment left for the world, you will find those who are initiated, they are set up with the worldly things. Although they are doing it still with the heart they want to do. Little but natural. When you sit by fire, natural coldness, cold leaves. So we have to go where we are attached. If we are attached to higher things, then naturally we are not to become. We have to dwell from there. And whatever stage we have dwelt now, then go straight out there.
I
have
to
see.
Make for this? I have to come to thought that even if you only love the Master, and all you have in all your soul, all your mind, and you cannot withdraw, that you still stay in your
title. You are tied to the God in the Master. What is the Master? Worldwide made flesh. If you love for him, where will you go? Where he will go? If he truly your Master, you will go, not come back, you will go where he goes, to the higher place. Not to come to the outside. That's one nature. Why we come back again and again to place? Because we are attached. But how many there are who are really attached to the Master? Tell me. Very few. Who see the God in him, only they are attached. They will not. Who sees that he is a God in man, he will see, I think what more is there? But even then, he has not to come back, but he has to dwell for you. As you think, so you become. It is I, not no I, but Christ lives in me. Something like that.
I tell some people.
If we love you, Master, do you think? We, should you not obey the orders?
Yes, but why can't we always?
We really love the Master, you see. If you have loved, you should take the worldly thing. If you have love for somebody, you simply go by the intellect. He neither speaks you, isn't it? Christ said, you love me, keep my commandments. And further he says, let my words abide in you and you abide in me. What does it mean? How you can abide in him? Who, of whom you think really you react to there, you see? You don't receptivity, as you think so you become. And don't transcend any orders. This is true. Love.
Master, some initiates years ago used to say this, and I have said the same thing to others. It was discussing the path of the Master, that even the worst initiate
the most times he has to come back in a man body to the physical, to this earth, would be three times. Because the master, the next time, will put him in a better environment where he can develop spiritually. Is that true?
That is only of those who have tamsik, the very first question he put. Tamsik.
Mm-hmm.
Why should they wait for 3 months? Why not in 1 month? Should you obey his orders? He says, have your life, have your life. He says, put in regular, come in contact with the God power within. And you keep your natural return. If in 1 year you can change one class to the higher class, why not, you see, 1 year step of one stage? Because we are not sincerely doing it. That's all I'm saying. Of course, the disciple or the initiate should not be in a hurry to advance. But if the teacher wants him to advance, then that's no saying. A student can pass two classes in 1 year, too, and every 3 months, too. Yes, that's it.
Could I ask you a question?
100, you see.
And Dr. Johnson's,
George Johnson, yes.
In his book, he said, 1 year of meditation on this plane is worth 100, it's better than 100. On the higher planes, is that true?
Yes. There you can do advance. There takes years, there takes months. That's because you can have enough to be done. And you know that book was revised by me. The book was not issued by him.
It's written by you, Master?
Written by him, but revised. Three manuscripts were written by him. You see? They were written in a missionary spirit as he wrote the Christian part of it. You see? He put the Christian part in a very drastic way. Those were given one copy to me, one to Sardar Bahadur Jagmohan Singh, third to Professor Jagmohan Rao. Professor Jagmohan never returned it. Sardar Bahadur Jagmohan Singh returned very strong pictures from that. He would not listen to that. So it came to my part. I told my master, well, this is because he is not fully aware of all these things. It appears why he has not been able to do all this. Then I went to look at Dr. Johnson. I appreciate the very effort you have made in bringing out this manuscript. But it appears here and there you are not in the full know of things. That is why you have not been able to do full justice to the master. And I would like to know that. All other portions will put like as the Christian portion. Hindu do not know, Mohammedan do not know, Sikh do not know, such and such. They will give quotations from all that, from the Hindu scriptures, Sikh and Mohammedan. He revised that thing. And I asked him to polish down this Christianity portion. He said, no, my brothers in the West won't wake up until I put in that way. This is what he said. And now that book has been revised. The short edition has been shown by them. Because that part is not cherished by the Christians. So that was revised edition. That a wise portion was not given to me. He died in India. That was published as him. But anyhow, many things were set right. So that is also radishable, because it's information from all religions. But the Christianity portion was not like once one man, one lady. I think she was Dean or somebody. She applied for initiation. She came across about that. He had offered service about Negro something. She threw away the book. I don't want such like initiation as given in this book. No, they are revised. A big edition has been issued now. That is what written by him. He was a missionary. Of course, he remained there for 6-7 years. We do the offense. So that is true. What you can do now, that will take longer time in the higher place.
That frightened me.
That frightens
me.
Frightens you?
Yeah.
What? Well, that is what I am complaining about. The people don't get time 1 day off or 1 hour off for jobs. They are more important. And we read every day in scriptures, is not body more than the raiment, and life more than the meat? What are you reading? What does it profit a man if one gains the possessions of the whole world and loses one's own soul? They were meant for us, I think. It does not mean you should not work. You must work. You stand on your own life, on your livelihood.
Well, I meant for meditation.
No. I'm not stopping that. Do that, but out of 24 hours, you see. You put in 2, 3, 4 hours. You are not working, I think, 24 hours of the day and night. Hardly 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours. How many hours you put in per job? I think not more than that. Or maybe 12 hours, not more in any case. What about the 12 hours remaining? I give you 12 hours for the jobs.
8 hours, make people work. 2 hours getting to work.
No, I mean to say, hardly. I don't think anybody is working more than 12 hours a day.
No.
Then, what about, take it you have to put in 12 hours a day. What about the other 12 hours? Just put in 2, 3 hours from there. If you go sick, God forbid, you don't go to your job. Why not spiritual things you can take a day off? Does not this spirituality cost even 1 day's pay? Tagore, a great poet in Tanmaitu, says, "Oh God, I see there's great works in you. You are a priceless jewel. But I cannot throw away the dirt of my house." Even knowing that you are great price. You have to change your angle of vision. This only, you see, mind deceives. Out of 24 hours, I think you can very safely do 2, 3, 4 hours.